Love is a verb. Written by me. She's sitting there contemplating. She wants that old thing back. Looking at what she has now. No, she don't want that. Unhappy and feeling empty, he needs to pick up the slack, or she'll leave him for another, and he don't want that. Never once called her beautiful or noticed the small things about her. The way she smiles, the care and concern. She guess it doesn't matter. He sees the relationship as a blossoming, beautiful rose, as she sees the relationship fading right from up under his nose. Nothing can bring back such sweet memories of before, waiting for his phone call or running into his arms when he graces her door. At first, it was pure anticipation. Now she can care less if he comes around anymore. What was once a colorful feeling has become gray, empty, and faded. A shell of neglect and despair. No one should ever have to feel this way. She writes a letter explaining what went wrong, written on a stationery that turned from a letter to a poem into a song. She sung it with every fiber of her being to inform him that this is a place where she doesn't deserve to belong. With every note, she sheds a tear, for it hurts to visualize the pain. Her falsetto sends aches into her heart, learning that the relationship had nothing else to gain. He hears a voice over the speakers, loud and vibrant, yet painful and strong. And when he tries to run to save what he had, the woman he loved was surely gone. That's about it. I've written that a few months ago. Definitely not about me. It's been a minute, about a month, since I made a real posting of a poem. I've been consumed with school. School has started back up, so I'm like mad busy with that. Trying to catch up on everything I enjoy doing, drawing, writing. Trying to get into painting. So I'm just trying to catch up with myself. School has tired me out, but that is my poem. Love is a verb. We definitely know that love is an action word, and you just can't say it, and you gotta do it. You have to love. Saying it ain't enough. A lot of people think that's enough, but trust, it's not. But that's it. And I'm on Twitter. I'm rarely on it, but I'm on Twitter. So if you want to follow me, feel free. I don't really say too much. Amira underscore Ani. It's actually Swahili for beautiful princess. Feel free to look it up. I don't know. I don't care. AMIRA underscore ANI. Amira Ani. That's what I'm using for writing now. I think it's pretty. And that's it. So I'll let y'all stay out the heat, stay in the air. Be careful out there. It's hot as hell. Peace.